Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day. And guess what? I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at, you know it, at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review or some stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Stars, reviews, and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. So now, let's dive into this great conversation. It's all about rewind. Yes, that's right. It's all about the rewinds today, BGTY Nation. Why? Because at the end of each season, that's what we do. We take it back, we take it back, we take it back. Back to season 3, episode 1, all the way to season 3, episode 11. Just giving you a little bit of rewind information to get you thinking again and possibly going back to that episode to learn a little bit more or share that episode with someone that you care about, someone that you know they need to bring joy to their lives and be good to themselves. So let's take it back, take it back, take it back. Hey, take it back, take it back, take it back. Do you remember season 3, episode 1? Bringing joy to a not so joyful environment. I know we've all been through it, and I know that when you go through it, you just hate it, and you're just trying to find ways to get out of it. Let's take a listen, and maybe you want to go back and listen to the whole episode. Dad, have you ever felt stuck? Feeling stuck and feeling nothing is in your control. I felt just like this song. Take a listen. To being in a toxic environment, it is not a great place to be. It is not. I choose to be positive. I choose to bring joy to my life when not being a part of toxicity in my life. I experienced it a second time though, and that experience was not so joyful either. Being in toxic environments can be a Debbie Downer for anyone, and no one deserves to be in a toxic environment. And you, BGTY Nation, you can do something about it. So rewind and take another listen to episode 1 in season 3. And I give you some tips of how to either deal with your toxic environment or get out of it. Now let's move on to season 3, episode 2. Raise your hand in the air and raise it like you just don't care. If you are a mother, just say, oh yeah, I'm a mom. I'm a mom of 2. And I know many of my listeners are also moms as well. So during episode 2, season 3, I called it Dear Mama. Because we all want to say to our moms out there, you are who you are, and you have a journey to go through. So let's take a small listen to what goes on in Season 3, Episode 2. Way beyond one day. So I want to say to my mom, Murtis, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I am the oldest of three, and my mom's journey began for her at a young age. Even though she was young, she took on the responsibility of being mom. During my childhood, she was strict, yet gentle. She was the type of mom that meant what she said, and she didn't spare the rod. Mom, thank you. My mom had so many people waiting to see her fail because she was a young mom. But having a mother herself, my grandma, believe in the power of prayer, got us through the fire of other people's thoughts and what they thought of my mother or what they thought should be. Grandmother, I thank you. So yes, I had to talk about my mom again, but what I am saying there is we all have some stories to tell about our moms because we love them so much. In this episode of Season 3, Episode 2, I really dive into what a journey of being a mom is all about. So if you want to know more, rewind. Episode 3 of Season 3. Well, this is something that we all want. It's self-care. Do you want it or not? Yes, I want it. I need it. I want it. I need it. But do you have the tools in order to give it to yourself? Some of us do not. Because when we think about self-care, we just think about going to get massages or pedicures or manicures or walking around the block. But that's not all you have to do for yourself in order to say you are self-caring. Take a listen. BGTY Nation, I want you to know that today I cried. It was one of those hard cries. I was definitely in my feelings. I was thinking about a lot of things. I was thinking about all the things I have to do as a mom, what I have to do as a wife on my job. I was thinking about life. Sometimes I was even questioning, have I made all the right decisions for myself or for my family? Are there things I need to do? And then that first tear dropped and those thoughts got more intense. And then the tears kept coming and coming and coming. I was a mess. I was vulnerable. I'm still vulnerable just doing this podcast today. I'm being so authentic to just let my feelings out and let you know that I cried today. So that's why I decided to do today's topic on self-care. Who's been where I am? Who needs self-care? Well, the question has been asked, who needs self-care? What points can you give me, Dr. Joy, so I can get on my journey to self-care? Well, check out Season 3, Episode 3. Lots of good points, lots of research to help you out. Now, let's move on to Episode 4. Free yourself and fix your mindset. That reminds me of a song. But this episode was all about freeing yourself and having the right mindset. Let's take a listen. I will be the first to say that as we get started with this conversation, I am speaking to myself too. I sometimes can have a fixed mindset, and having that mindset can bring troubled waters your way. It can also have you confused, afraid, and headed down a one-way street to an unhappy life. A fixed mindset is defined as people believing that their basic qualities, like their intelligence or talent, are simply fixed traits. They spend their time documenting their intelligence or talent instead of developing these attributes. In addition, a fixed mindset is also when you believe what you believe and you cannot change your mind. A fixed mindset can also be when you have setbacks in life and you say to yourself, I told you so, this couldn't happen to me, or I'm not good at that, or I'm not good at this. Okay, so I know everyone has self-doubt sometimes. And I think I can say that most people have been afraid of something in their life. So I'm telling you, free yourself and fix your mindset. If you want to know more, check out that Rewind episode. So you can begin your day, end your day, or reflect on your day. Number one, today's topic is all awesomeness with a little bit of joy chaser. Two, your awesomeness is not being braggadocious. Your awesomeness is being who you are and letting it shine. Three, this episode was about chasing your awesomeness down with some joy, and my job was to help motivate you to do so. I hope I did. So let's recap those joy chasers. Joy chaser number one, awesomeness is simplistic yet great. Awesomeness is a mental attitude, yet you express it outwardly. Awesomeness is being who you are and letting no one take your joy away. That's right, being who you are and let no one take your joy away. This episode was all about your awesomeness with a little bit of Dr. Joy's Chaser. Let's move on to the next episode. Episode 6 was You Gotta Have It, It's Joy. So mirror, mirror on the wall, what's the greatest contentment of all? Well, go back and check out episode 6 because the greatest contentment is joy. Episode 7, are you living your best life? Living your best life is a process. So if you want to live your best life, I have some research-based points that I shared during this episode that will help you to live your best life. Episode 8 was all about, am I consistent? I think, well, we know how we are. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, sometimes we do it this way, sometimes we do it that way. But what I do during this episode is I talk about 5 ways to develop the habit of being consistent. Episode 9 was humility. It is your saving grace. Do you believe that? I do. If you have humility, if you humble yourself in times of desperation or in times when things are just not going your way, it can be, it will be your saving grace. And then episode 10 and 11 of season 3 talked all about vacations. Me, oh my, it's vacation time. and you have so many choices. Couples vacation, family vacations, solo vacations, vacations with your friends or groups. Lots of vacations. Me, oh my, it's vacation time. And we are just at the point of ending vacations as far as family goes, because students and children are going back to school. And now those things are coming to an end. But I say to you today, BGTY Nation, that vacationing is definitely a must. So, BGTY Nation, we've come to the end of season 3. I hope you have enjoyed each and every episode. And if you need to rewind back and get some more points. Knowledge is power. When you have those opportunities to bring joy to your life and be good to yourself. Don't forget, I will be out for 1 month, and then we will start in September with season 4. Okay, BGTY Nation, it's been another great conversation with you, the BGTY Nation. I look forward to next month because I am taking off the month of August, at least what's left of it. It will give me the opportunity to sit back, record a little bit so I can be prepared for season 4 and also take a look at the data so I can improve myself as a podcaster. Make sure, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe for free to my podcast so you don't miss a week. Follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. And if you have a topic you want to hear more about in season 4, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me using my website. Join my email list so I can pop in your inbox with some positive blurbs and always good news. Check out past episodes. So do the rewind and share with others, with your family, your friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. I will see you in September, my anniversary month, 1 year of podcasting. And I am super excited to share with you.